Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. Welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I am your host, Roxy Hayes, and today I am joined by one of my homies, Justin Thompson.
Hello, everybody.
Comedian, nerd extraordinaire.
Yeah, pretty much. You said it was 90s day and I wore a Frankenstein shirt. I thought it was the 1890s, apparently.
So, and Pac-Man.
And Pac-Man, pajamas. But I realized I grabbed the wrong shirt. I thought this was my Animaniac shirt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I had an Animaniac. And they're both, like, similarly colored. So I just was like, and I got in the car. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is a Frankenstein shirt. This ain't. It's 1890s. All right, cool.
Close the fuck enough.
So I got some Pac-Man stuff and some this. And I got shoes that look like an old man wears them. This is great.
Doing? There's so much going on. But I love all of it. So before we get into the 90s cartoon, we're going to kind of tell the people a little bit more about you, just like as a person.
That seems fair.
Listen, yeah, they need to know. So first, I was like...
Seems like a good way to sell me as a guest.
Who the fuck are you? That's what they need to know. Well, but first, you're my first Caucasian guest.
I know. And that,
I'm
that,
out for diversity.
And that would mean something to me had I known it before I got here. you're just the first white person. I'm like, oh, cool. You could have told me that last week. It'd give me some time to be like, oh, okay, and come up with some jokes. But you're like, nah. Fuck them. We'll figure it out on the day. And it's worked out fine so far.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I'm good with it.
It's worked out fine so far. Everything will be fine. I know us. We're idiots.
But
so,
I say, that's how I live my life. That's right, how we live. That's why we're cool.
We're fucking morons. So... I remember one time we did some skit and we were like, did you write it? And you're like, somewhat. And there was like two lines and then the rest of it just said ad-lib.
and then we didn't, when we edited it because of what we were doing, there was no cut.
There's no real cuts. We're just like, oh shit, they're just rolling. Okay.
Fuck it.
We'll figure it out.
I think it was supposed to be like a 3-minute sketch. I think it's like 10 minutes.
I know. We tend to get off sidetracked in our skits and then we'll somehow come back together at the end. Like this. We've still not sold me.
Oh yeah. Who the fuck are you? So you've been doing comedy for...
14 or 15 years. I started whenever I was 18. I'm 34.
Oh man.
Or 19.
So that's what?
The two, week before my 19th 14, birthday is when I started.
16.
Some shit like 16, that.
17 years?
16, long 17. Ass time.
Yeah, that's cool. That is. Yeah. In comedy.
A long enough time to remember Dat Fan.
Oh my God.
When he was hot.
Ugh. How long? So 50 years ago.
Yeah, like 50 years ago.
57 years.
57 years.
And so, like, what was your first, like, moment, I guess? This is always a cool thing for me to ask people, like, the moment where you're like, oh, I'm actually funny.
I thought it the first time, and then I realized slowly thereafter how wrong I was. Because I realized, like, for years I thought funny was just saying funny things. It's not. It really isn't. Being funny is, like, being able to be just thrust into whatever situation and somehow make it work. Mm-hmm. But I was just saying funny shit, and half of it was really bad. And the other half probably was somebody else's that I didn't know about at the time. Like, they were that bad of jokes. They were, like, just corny, shitty jokes. Like, you know, I think the first joke I ever told was, like, was something, like, that had to do with, like, a McDonald's cup or some shit. It was, like, something, like, because they used to, back in like, the early 2000s, they used to have a thing on the side of McDonald's cups that said, put litter in its place.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I remember that shit with the picture.
So, I literally would just act like I'm throwing shit all out my window. Like, and I was like, this is terrible. I had a bit where the Incredible Hulk was a baby. Uh-huh. Like, he just getting pissed off. He can't get shit in Toys R Us. Mm-hmm. Terrible, terrible stuff. But I didn't know any better at the time.
So now you do.
But now I do. Now I have a whole notebook full of that one day I'll just put into a movie of all my jump the shark shitty ideas. I think that'll be fun. Just like eventually have enough money to be like every idea that you ever said no to, let's just stick it all in one. And it's like the movie will change and shit. There'll be like two people arguing or something. Be like, all right, man, he's a robot from the future. And he goes, nah, he's a dragon wizard. And then just poof, the person keeps changing or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be stupid. And see, that's, but I want to, but I'd love to make films just because I want to make them.
Yeah. It not because, have a purpose or
not because
like this,
you
want to
see it
it's
necessarily.
Just for me.
I was like, it's me. There was a scene like I've been working a lot with a friend of mine who's been my friend for like 15 years, and we're working on a movie currently. It's the first one either one of us have ever done, but he actually went to film school and shit.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, he went and did all that. And I was just like, hey, I'll just get all the stuff and let's do it. And he's like, all the stuff's expensive. I went, okay, but we're going to make it back.
Yeah,
he goes, how do you know we're going to make it back? I'm like, because I know you. You just hate being in debt. You hate whenever I buy you a fucking McDouble. Like, you're like, I owe you a dollar now. And I'm like, yeah. And then you'll literally give me a dollar back at some point or cash app it to me. I'm like, yeah, we'll be fine.
We'll make it work. You're going to hustle it up. Okay.
We're going to hustle it up. And
wait, no, go ahead.
Anyway, I don't know. Is that enough for me?
Oh, yeah, that's good enough. They know
who you are. Is that enough for me?
So, 90s cartoons. So, I brought you specifically here because I wanted to bring somebody who I felt like matched my amount of knowledge of 80s and 90s cartoons. So, you're that person.
Thank you. I am very glad to be that person. Because I watched, that's all I did Saturday mornings as a kid.
Dope-ass shit.
Just watching badass cartoons. Even some like really shitty ones that were just fun there were boom, like Mask.
Oh, yeah, it was so bad.
It was bad.
But it was so good.
But it was fun. It was like booms and boom, just explosions and military-ish shit.
I don't even remember
evil guys.
What
Go.
It was about.
I don't either.
Because like, it wasn't it didn't have anything to do with the movie.
There was another one that was like really, really weird called, do you remember Inhumanoids?
What the fuck was that about?
I have no fucking clue what Inhumanoids is about. Internet, Google this shit right now. Inhumanoids was like way weird, and it all had to do with these fucked up creatures fighting other fucked up creatures, but they were evil, and you're like, both of you look evil. Both of you look like ridiculously evil. But I'm supposed to believe that he's eviler because he's got horns out his head. Okay. And yours come out their fists. All right. Like Wolverine demon. Okay. Yeah,
that's fine.
That's why you're a good guy.
You remember Reboot?
Reboot!
What the fuck was
like,
that?
That first, like, CGI type of thing.
It looked like plasticky.
It looked
like California Raisins.
It looked like the first, like, internet meme videos that started to come out with, like, really bad graphics. You remember those websites you used to be able to go to and there
like
was a standard guy? There was, like, a standard guy you could type in what he says and it would do a little action?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like, but you did a whole show about that.
30 minutes of bullshit.
30 minutes
and
of random bullshit.
And what the fuck
bullshit.
Was that show about? They were some with
the in
the
internet?
Yeah.
Sort of, like, The Matrix, but green?
I don't know. 90s cartoons were weird. Because you could kind of do whatever the fuck you wanted as long as there was action.
You had the ones that were like Animaniacs that were like
dope
serials and none of the shit was the same. That's
mm-hmm.
like the Looney Tunes. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
like new Looney Tunes, even mm-hmm. though they did that too with Tiny Tunes.
Yeah.
But it was just like that same type of... I always felt that the Animaniacs were like the Tex Avery ones to like the Tiny Toons ones. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
It made it like they felt like they were just insane.
Just
and Animaniacs and stuff like that, it was always like ever changing. Like even
mm-hmm.
in the episodes they'd have like two or three.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Same Beavis and Butthead did that too.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead like had like two or three like 5 minute things and then like a minute and a half each in between there randomly of them fucking with some video.
I'm gonna go back and rewatch Beavis and Butthead.
Have
you watched them recently?
Oh yes.
Do they still hold up?
They're fucking way funny, especially now because you get a completely different perspective on it. Because
mm-hmm.
when you were a kid, you were just watching it as a kid.
Watching shit.
Well, now you can watch it as an adult and high. So
the jokes hit way harder.
I had one that I could not stop laughing at for like 20 minutes of it. All it was. Was Beavis and Butthead were playing frisbee with a trash can lid while they were supposed to be picking up the highway because they were in trouble with this Christian group, and they and they threw it across the highway and it dinged off of a truck and hit the like counselor in the head, like the main dude, and his kids are all freaking out thinking that he's dead, and they like take his wallet and go, all right, we're gonna go tell the next of skin, and he goes, I am the next of kin. I'm his son. He goes, okay, your dad's dead. And they just walk away. And I died on the floor for like 20 minutes. Okay, your dad's dead. See you later.
That's how I feel watching Daria now.
And he, of course he wasn't. He just got fucking his head hurt and put a bandage on it. And he's like, ooh, look what you did later. But yeah, but
I miss that extra layer of violence that cartoons used to have.
Well, they used to, I don't know, there always used to be this layer of violence. But, like, it never made me want to beat the shit out of any of my friends.
That's why that's not a viable excuse. I'm like, we used to watch people get blown the fuck up.
Yeah, dude. You ever seen G.I. Joe, man? So many of those fucking, so many Cobra dudes just gone.
He's dead.
And so many, like, non-name Joe dudes also all dead. Because there was like 8 you gave a shit about, and there was like 12 you didn't know their names. And sometimes they'd get killed, and you'd be like, we lost, what was his name? Bert! Ah, poor Bert!
Who else? Okay, so wait. Who made G.I. Joe? That was...
That the same people that made G.I. Joe made...
Hasbro? Toys, right?
Well, no. I think, okay. I can't remember who made it. I know that Filmation made, He-Man, and they made Brave Star, She-Ra... I'm trying to think if they made that one, too.
That's going to fuck me up.
Maybe it was Hasbro. But I know Hasbro did. I know Hasbro did the Transformers.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. I think it's the same.
But I think G.I. Joe was... I think G.I. Joe is a Mattel thing, though, isn't it?
Is it? See, this is going to fuck with
me. I don't know, because G.I. Joe was long a thing way before the show. Like, they had G.I. Joe's.
No, it was Hasbro.
It was? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, because they had those dolls in the 60s.
Hold on. No, this is going to fuck with me. No, yeah, it was Hasbro. Marvel.
Marvel.
They were one of the production companies. It was Hasbro, really? Sunbow Productions, Marvel, and Toy Animation?
But yeah, it was from Marvel. Animation?
It was from Marvel. I did not. We learned something. Yep, Marvel. Marvel did Muppet Babies?
Yeah. I remember that. Remember that.
Wait.
I remember seeing the Marvel Studios things after Muppet Babies one time and just being like,
okay, I knew Marvel was a part of Jim and the Holograms because I saw the comic book that came out late. This is going to fuck with me. They did Inhumanoids, too.
Yeah, see, like,
Rock.
That one.
Wait, what the fuck? They did Fraggle Rock? Did they have, must have had some deal with Henson.
Probably,
they had
at the time.
To. RoboCop. This is fucking with me. They did Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. They did Kid and Play? Did Kid and Play cartoon.
I forgot about the Kid and Play cartoon
until one season.
You just said that.
Holy shit.
Oh my God! That cartoon and the Alf cartoon lasted like no time.
It was like 5 episodes.
Right. So same with Bill and Ted and Back to the Future. Both of those cartoons.
I forgot that was a thing.
Just zipped out of existence.
Oh shit!
And they were and the Bill and Ted one and the Back to the Future one I really liked. Because the Back to the Future one had nothing to do with Marty. It was just...
Yeah.
At that point, it was just about Doc raising his kids in weird time periods.
For no reason.
And it was fucking funny for some reason to me. Just Doc is like, you know, he's always been like, and now he's just like, you damn kids. He's doing the other side of the old guy.
For no reason.
You damn kids.
They also did Biker Mice from Mars. I forgot that was a thing.
Remember
when they were doing all those weird animal humanoid cartoons.
Yeah, that's because Ninja Turtles get fucking big.
Yep.
Off of a goddamn drunken joke by Eastman and Laird. It was like, wouldn't it be funny if they and they're like, fuck it. Let's make it. Because they were pissed off because they didn't like the way Daredevil was going at the time. They're just like, we should just make fun of it.
And then it just blew up.
And it became
and
like the biggest
on,
thing in the
which is
history
fucking crazy.
Ever.
Which is fucking crazy. You remember Killer Tomatoes?
Yes, I do. I remember the Killer Tomatoes movies, too.
They had movies?
Yes. There were like 3 or 4 movies. And here's what's even more ridiculous. Like, eventually, all the little tomatoes had faces and stuff, just like the cartoon. And they were like, but like, for the first 2 or 3 movies?
It was just regular tomatoes?
It was just tomatoes. Like, rolling at people like the Blob and like squishing them. Like, they would have big-looking tomatoes that are like, and then all the little tomatoes attacking people.
They made multiple movies.
Oh, they made, like, 5 of these things, dude. One of them George Clooney's in.
What the fuck?
I'm dead serious.
The 90s was such a weird, unnecessary time period, but I miss it so much.
It's so weird. But, like, eventually they had little faces, and all of them kind of got their own little identity, almost like the Gremlins, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not what they tried to do with the tomato, but... The first couple movies, they were literally just tomatoes. No faces. Not even like they glued on some eyes. Nothing.
Just a regular ass tomato rolling down the street, killing a motherfucker.
People are freaking out. Ah, the tomatoes are coming. Get out of here. Somebody get the crop duster and poison them. Like, it's so...
Somebody type that up.
Well, it was never supposed to be serious.
I'm so mad.
It was always supposed to be a satire of, like, an old school B horror movie.
I still hate it.
And, oh, no, you should. But you should watch it also.
I have to watch it now.
Just look for the sheer weirdness of it all. Because you're like...
Y'all running from tomatoes. Yeah, my God.
Somebody said okay to all of this. They saw sides and dailies and got reports on this thing and went, keep going. like it's like two dudes came up with their sick, twisted idea of just some... Like it's some of the greatest things that happen in movie history or just history in general are just two dudes being like, wouldn't this be funny? This would be so stupid. And then they make it. And they did that with that one, too. They were just like, we're going to make like an old school like B-horror movie. Ah, we're going to make a really cool poster. But then when you go watch the movie, it's going to be garbage. Because, like, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. Like, you ever seen that poster?
Yeah.
That's an amazing movie poster. Oh, the Forbidden Planet, Plan 9 from Outer Space, all those old movies had amazing posters. Garbage. Every one of them is a movie. But that's the same thing they did. They're like, great poster, shit film. Go. It worked.
Wait. Have you ever tried to show your kid something that you, like, really liked, and then they're like, what the fuck is this?
The other day... I have all the seasons of Jackass on DVD. All right, but when on the television show, it wasn't that bad. It was just them doing stupid things, and I think she is so desensitized from watching fail videos that she doesn't care.
Got you.
Because I'm showing her. I'm like, you don't think this is funny? She's like,
I saw that yesterday.
Just keep doing her nails. I'm like,
is
all
right. Is in a basket going in the...
No? Okay.
I just saw somebody crack their fucking face.
But also, like, right. There have been times where, like, they've totally gotten into it. Like, I played them Rockadoodle the other day.
I love Rockadoodle.
They fucking loved Rockadoodle.
Fucking love Rockadoodle.
They way were into it. And I was like, oh, y'all like Don Bluth. I was like, cool.
It's dope.
So I literally got on Vudu and I downloaded every Don Bluth movie that came into my head. And it was just like... So, then I showed him Land Before Time.
Dope.
Loved it.
The first one, that's a one or two.
They were kind of bored with All Dogs Go to Heaven, though.
Well, I can see that. It's not a lot of action. It's
there
more
isn't.
Like dialogue and it's feelings. It's not super duper.
They were scared as shit by The Secret of the NIMH.
Oh, that's...
The owl?
Yeah, that fucks with me.
Oh, the owl dude?
I hate him.
They were so scared.
I was watching I got VRV now. And so, you know, do you have VRV?
Mm-mm.
It's dope. You should get it. So it's like, I got it because I got Crunchyroll to watch anime and shit. But it has Crunchyroll on there and it has several different channels. So it's like Nick Splat, Boomerang, and all that shit. So I've been watching like old ass shit. And so I was showing my pup named Scooby Doo. She loves
that.
A pup
I did
Scooby-Doo.
Show them.
Yeah.
They loved that.
That shit is adorable.
Because, yeah, it is. It's in. And what's even more ridiculous, it's hard as shit to find. So,
yeah.
Too. Like it.
They don't just have that.
They don't have it very often. And like, Like, and on the digital shit, it, like, never is on sale.
No.
It's going to be the most...
No, I know you want this.
This is the most expensive shit as it can possibly be.
I know you want this.
And you're going to do that.
I know you want this.
Hello.
So, he's not on this one, but...
I know,
like,
but
the
it's,
fact that,
it's impossible
not
to...
Can you come sit
you
down?
Don't see me.
Can you, but you, please? No, I want you to come in. Because we were just talking about, like, if Santa comes in here... We have to just have you just sit right here really quickly. No, you sit in the middle, Santa.
I'm going to sit on... I don't want to sit on him.
No, Santa.
This is America.
Yay!
Oh, so this is
so
America.
Look who came to visit us. Santa!
Hi.
Second white person.
Santa.
Oh, man.
Same day. Good for you, Roxy. You're progressive as fuck.
I'm so progressive.
There goes your credit rating right there.
So, Santa, we're talking about 90s cartoons.
Oh, all right.
And 90s toys.
All right.
We'll add 90s toys because Santa's in here.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like a street shark.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want that talking thing that he had on fucking Home Alone.
Top Boy.
Yeah, and then they made I had one too. And they made it after the movie. Can you get us that?
Oh, I'll talk to the elves. I'll see what I can do. They might have a few, like, you know, somewhere in the attic.
There's an attic. You
know, oh, yeah, kind of. some of the forgotten stuff in the warehouse.
Where you put all the toys
wanted.
That got recalled, lawn darts and shit.
Yeah, I call it the attic. It's kind of like you know that scene from the first Indiana Jones.
Yes,
it's kind of like that.
That's fucking
full of chemistry sets that you could burn your friends with.
Oh, hell
all that stuff
yeah.
that got recalled.
The rocks and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That one from the 50s where they would send you a little piece of uranium for your nuclear set. And you're just like, seriously?
Going even further than that. Yeah, they had like chemistry sets like that, or even ones where you could experiment on a rhesus monkey.
Wait, what?
I think some of those monkeys might not be alive anymore.
What the fuck?
Like, you ever seen that episode of South Park where Cartman's trying to learn to read and they send him the phonics monkey? That's what that's making fun of.
That was real.
That was real. Not that it would teach you how to do that, but that you could do experiments on a monkey they would send you.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fucked up. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a real thing.
You could do your own little experiments and you could shave them and apply makeup to them or... Or whatever you might.
When was this?
Humans are awful.
We're terrible.
We are.
We're terrible. We are. Well, thank you, Santa,
well,
for coming.
What? He is magic.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit, he's gone.
We should have asked him for weed.
Well, at least we got the couch back.
Fuck yeah. Let's call him back. You got some good ass green.
Do you think Santa's got great weed?
Fuck yeah.
It's got to be hydroponic.
Because
it's in the snow and shit.
And then he can go in everybody's house, though.
Oh, yeah, he can just go get everybody else's
weed.
He's like, here's a train. I'm going to take that kush. There you go. Thanks. I'm going back up. Why do you think I come down the chimney, dude? I smell like smoke all the time. I'm trying to hide some of this weed smell.
Candy?
Are they gummies?
Yeah.
No.
Fuck you, too.
No, it's not that. I just don't like gummies. Like, I'm not a big fan of Jell-O, and every gummy turns into Jell-O in my mouth.
How long do you leave it in there?
Like, I don't swallow it. I chew it up. That's what the whole point of a gummy, right?
Moist mouth ass. You just swallow it, chew it, and you shouldn't turn it up.
Well, unless they've got weed in them, there's no point in them.
Okay, I'm not going
to
disagree with that.
Like,
these would be fire with some weed in them.
Right.
I'm
sure they would.
I'm going to make that happen. So.
No, I'm a, I like Skittles and Skittles Starburst.
Fire. So one time I stole. Since we're talking about childhood. So I stole.
Wait a second. Wait, how did that turn? It's just like, Skittles are fire. I stole shit once. Like,
well, I stole some money from
Reese's.
My sister.
Mention Reese's to me.
Reese's.
I killed a man. That's exactly what just happened.
No, but in my mind, it matched up. Okay, so one time I stole $60 from my sister.
Okay.
I paid her back in full as an adult, whatever. So I stole like $60.
As an adult. I love how you added it. Like 9 years later, I got the bitch back.
She
she's fine.
She's fine. So I stole like $60 from her. And I went to my vending machine at school and I was like, I'm about to buy all the Skittles. And the dude was packing the machine up. So I just gave him like, I ended up giving him 20 because I spent the other 40 on some other shit. But I gave him 20 and he gave me like 60 packs of Skittles. He just like gave me, I just handed him a 20. He was like, fuck it.
And you started. You should have started selling them at school.
No, my dumb ass was eating them hoes. Like, I was.
You should be like, all right, thing's completely out of Skittles, but guess who's got the hookup?
right here, baby. But it was the blue pack. I wasn't giving away the blue pack. That's when the blue pack had just came out, too. The
oh, yeah. They had, like,
yeah.
I forgot that there used to just be one fucking Skittle pack, and then everything else came out afterwards. Because
it was the purple
berry.
Pack, and then the blue was the tropical, and then it got the sour
and
ones.
Then they kicked lime out of the bag. I was so upset for lime.
Was fire.
I liked lime. I liked it better than green apple.
Yeah.
Green apple's fine. It's just
adequate.
But lime. But like, if you're going to replace it, you should have to replace it with something that's better than what you replaced it with, right?
It's not
it's
be of the
green
same
apple
quality.
Skittles is the new Coke of Skittles. They're like, you're fine, but you're no Coke. Why don't we talk about some Disney cartoons?
Fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got the Lion King like on your arm and shit.
Oh yeah, we should.
I was like in a weird camp as a kid of people who liked Lion King. Fine. And most people were not like that. And the reason is because as a kid, I thought it was very weird because before I ever saw Lion King, my grandmother one time bought me Kimba on VHS.
Yeah.
And it would just seem like...
It's the same thing.
It just seemed like the same movie, but like... Better. Done better, which was pretty and everything. I was like, oh, it's good, I guess.
But you already saw it.
But... Like, but my favorite was Aladdin whenever I was a
kid. Oh, Aladdin. Yeah, Aladdin was my favorite. It's still great. I want them to stop remaking stuff. Just leave it alone.
You know what? Here's my idea for Disney, okay? And look, I want money from you, but also, here's a free idea. Stop making cartoons into live action. Start taking your live action stuff you have and making it cartoons.
That would be dope.
Because look, the Gnomobile as a concept in live action is stupid. Mm-hmm. A concept of it being a bunch of little characters in a car and they're fucking with it and shit while these people are traveling, that's funny.
That's fucking dope.
That could be a whole movie. The Cat from Outer Space is a dumb as shit concept. But if you have a talking cat that come down from outer space as a cartoon, that's not so dumb.
I will watch that.
Right. They have tons of those old ones like that.
Like the Disney original movies. And
yeah,
like
even
that.
Like Swiss Family Robinson would be a badass cartoon, dude, of this family that like ends up in the jungle and they build their own house and they encounter animals and pirates.
You can do so much more with animation than you can with
live
action.
Dude, that would be so fun. And I love Swiss Family Robinson is probably my favorite like live action Disney movie from when I was a kid. And I would love to see that as something like that.
I want
to
see more Muppet stuff.
I do too.
I want like the Muppet.
You have
they
a
make...
puppet guy. I need to talk to whoever your puppet guy is.
He was just on here.
Was he?
Zip-tie. Yeah, damn. Oh, I should have had you on that fucking episode.
Because me and a buddy of mine, like along with you, we want to get life. We want to get puppets of ourselves. It sounds ridiculous and so egotistical, and it is a little bit, but. It is. There's also so much fun to be done
with
that.
It's just like the same thing with anime. You can just do so much more, and it's just funnier. Yeah. Puppets are just fucking funny.
Me and my friend Cody had the idea of doing a roast battle with puppets. Like,
oh, yeah.
Of our own puppets. But, like, but instead of him having him and me having me, we reverse it. So, really, all we're doing is selling roast jokes on ourselves.
That's fire.
That sounds like a real fun idea, right?
That's a dope ass.
We got so high and just was fucking laughing at that forever. It was like, what if we did... What if we did a puppet show that was news, but it was, like, super serious?
Like
Wolf Blitzer type of, like, super serious, but, like, everything around it wasn't. Like, we were telling real news stories, but, like, weird shit was happening all around in the background. Give it, like, some weird name, like the name of our broadcast thing is, like, PB&J, Puppet Broadcast and Journalism.
I hate that I like it.
I know, I hated it too, but he said it and I was like, God damn, that's really good.
I fucking hate that I like it.
And he's like, the crisis in Iran is just absolutely horrible these days, and I can't believe that the Trump administration is letting this happen. Removes glasses. What? It's a fallacy that's going on in the... And it seems fucking so fun. Just like all... Because all you gotta do is just fucking pull up the first 10 stories on Google. Read them with a puppet. End the show. That's...
Like, I hate it.
I know. But you love it, too. It's stupid.
I want it with Jim Henson puppets.
I know. That would
be
fun.
Those are way too expensive.
Are they?
Yeah, hell yeah. If the actual Jim Henson puppet company made you a fucking
puppet. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure if you got one made by them, but... I'm also sure there's some...
Oh, some bootleg puppet makers.
There's some bootleg puppet makers. You can find a Geppetto out there.
Well, we got to go now because the podcast is over.
Aw, that's not fair. I feel like I just got here.
Yeah, I know. And we could talk for a long time on cartoons.
I know.
So I'm going to have you back, of course, because you're the homie. Well, tell the people... I'm sorry. Let me stop smacking. These gummies are moist. They make your mouth moist.
I believe I literally said that 10 seconds ago, and then you called me weird for it.
You said it turns to jelly.
Because
I just said it makes my
mouth
moist.
No, I said it turns to jello.
Oh, jello, yeah. I was just saying it makes my actual mouth moist.
Not like
saliva.
Not like strawberry preserves or some shit. Like, what did you think I was talking?
You're late to one show because you were making strawberry fucking preserves.
From scratch.
And they want
to I would like to state, she didn't like buy Smuckers and put it in a pot. She was making this shit from scratch. Along with like whipped cream, too.
Yeah, I was making homemade whipped cream.
And you made homemade whipped cream. We got none of it. You ate. Like, you made enough for you.
I didn't.
And no. That's fine. I didn't want your vegan pancakes. I love you, but no.
No, I'm good.
No, shit's gotta have eggs. sorry, eggs are like even if you're vegan, eggs are like should be okay. They're just gonna sit there. Otherwise.
Shut up. I'm vegetarian. that you gotta eat eggs, but those were vegan pancakes.
Yeah, I know.
I was making vegan pancakes.
I know you were.
And they were good.
I know, because it smelled like a wicker basket in your house until you started doing this preserve stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, there's something going on.
Something now. Actually delicious.
Yeah, there's something delicious
and
happening
now. We were
now.
Like an hour late to the show, but it was fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But yes, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at JustinComedy1, and you can find me on Instagram, Justin_the_comic, and just comedian Justin Thompson on Facebook.
And he's fucking hilarious. He does some videos.
Yeah,
and stuff
doing
like
videos.
That.
We're about to start doing a lot more videos and stuff too.
And you're working on a movie.
Because
right?
I finally got all our equipment. Yes, and we're working on a movie. We're about to start casting. You're probably going to be in one.
Hey.
Yeah. You don't have a mind. You don't mind hunting down children, do you?
I do that for free.
I know.
So it's, of course, do it.
They call you a predator, but I don't think so.
No!
I mean,
is that what the word is?
No. It's just like when you have so much hair like that, sometimes you look like the predator, you know.
Fuck you, Justin, and I'm Roxy Hayes. You can find me on everything.
I love you, Roxy, though.
Love you, too. Ah.
White man kissed me. Now I gotta flay my face.
I'm going to just
get
slide.
The man off of this cheek.
Is that what that feels like? The government touched me. Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze.
She's got a point, though, because I'm already trying to figure out how to embezzle from the show. So.
Oh, shit, you did. Roxy Hayes, find me on everything. Come back next week. These episodes, what is the name? Bedtime Bitchin' with Roxy Hayes.
I got to remember the name of my show.
I'm high as shit. Bedtime Bitchin' with Roxy Hayes, the podcast, airs every week on Thursdays at 9:30 on YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Check us out. Check him out. Bye. Make it a puppet.
Well, the Syrian crisis is absolutely just reprehensible, and I can't see a way out for Trump. I mean,
if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.